Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Vav, and we are on Hayyim Abayis. We're in the middle. We're in the middle of our discussion. Much of what we're going to have on today's daf, we had already in Maseches Tainis. It's the same exact Shachavataria, so Chazar is good, and it's also different Maseches, so it's Tainis and Megillah. So let's get back to what we were talking about. The Gemara here on Hayyim Abayis had been speaking about the Karbona Eitzim. Karbona Eitzim, as we know, the Zman Atzi HaKonim, that was one of the holidays that we say was pushed off. If it falls on Shabbos, he pushed it off till Sunday. So what was the Karbona Eitzim? As it's described in the Gemara, these families gave wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and they, during Bayis Sheni, because they were the only ones that supplied it, so the Nevi'im said, if they ever come in the future, so we're going to use their wood. And therefore, these families, every single once a year on the anniversary of that day, they used to give the wood and be nodev. And they had a holiday, and they had a yontif that day, as we'll learn, that whenever you bring a karbon, it is looked at as a holiday. So says the Gemara. So that Mishnah, the Gemara first says the name of Acha. This sounds like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is the one that says that we don't have to worry about a yachid donating to a carbon seber. We could assume that he has full das. What was the context that Rabbi Yossi said that? So that was what we mentioned very quickly at the end of the shiur, but we didn't really explain it again, that in the days during Shemitah, we know that the fields aren't worked, and they had to bring the carbon to Omer and the Shteh HaLechem in the Beis HaMikdash. But the grain, if everything is hefker, maybe there won't be enough grain. So they used to appoint guards to guard it from animals, maybe even from people. That's the Machlokas Rishonim. But to guard it, to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash had what it needed to bring those special karmanos. Did they pay these workers? Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to pay them. What do you mean if you don't pay them? Maybe if you don't pay them, they'll be guarding them and they'll somehow be kona them. Rabbi Yossi is not worried about it. Because even if you're kona, they're kona it, they'll give it to the Beis HaMikdash. He's not worried a yachid giving to the tzibur. The Tanakama there said, no, you have to pay them. Only a shomer sachar, so that it basically always belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Rav Acha says, so this Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah that says that these families used to donate wood, but the wood has to be to the tzibur. So it must be like Rabbi Yossi who says, just like you're not worried about the Shemitah, the grain, so too you're not worried about the wood. Now, and Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Ila said, no, Divrei Yakoli. The Mishnah about the wood could be according to everybody. Why? Because the whole machloka is about whether you're worried from yachid to tzibur. That's only by actual items that are used for karbanos. But accessories like wood, even the Rabbana would agree, yeah, we're fine. We believe that a person could have the das to give it to the tzibur. So that's what the 2 days in the Gemara about whether the Mishnah about the karbana etzim is only according to Rabbi Yossi or even according to the Rabbana. So now we're going to have another. We're up to now about 10 lines up from the bottom. The same parallel machlokas about the following halacha. Tani, isha she'asas ketonas lebna, tzricha limsor lesibor. A woman who makes, who's a tailor, and she makes the a shirt for her son, but now it's going to be used for one of the big kahuna. So then she has to give it over to the tzibur. She has to make sure that she has das, because their clothing has to come from public funds. So again, same machlokas. Amar Rav Acha or Rav Yosihi. Rav Acha says, this must be only reflecting Rav Yosi's opinion, who says that we believe people. And we assume that if you have something to the yachid, of the yachid, and they have the das to give it to the tzibur, that das works. So do here, the clothing, yachid to the tzibur, yeah, it's okay. Rav Yosi Amar, Afarosa Misandev, Shomar Chinam. And again, the Gemara says, clothing? Clothing should be like wood. Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Ila, Divrei Yakoli. Really, it should be Divrei Yakoli, meaning even the Rabbanan, who don't allow the Shomer to be Shomer for free, because he might be Kona it, and then will have trouble giving it to the Tzibur. That's only by a Gufashel Karban, by the grain. But by wood, or by, as the Gemara says here, or by clothing, Divrei Yakoli, Mapligin B'Gufashel Karban. The only Machlokas is about something that's actually used as a Karban, Avo B'Machshirei Karban, not a problem. So we have a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, and we have a machlokas Amoraim, whether that machlokas is only by gufashel karbon or it's even by machshirin. So now the Gemara says, Masnisa, we'll change the word, Messiah Rabbi Yossi. The following brisa seems to support Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who's the one that said, there's a second version, Rabbi Yossi is the one that said that everybody agrees by machshirei karbon, that even the Rabbanan agree that the Yachid could have das to give it over fully to the tzibur. Because look what the Braisa says. Osana yamim, those days, those holidays for the wood, noagim mishas karban v'shelo mishas karban. They did it. They were accustomed to having these yamim tovim at the time that they brought the karban, meaning bizman hamikdash and shelo bizman hamikdash. What does that sound like? It sounds like for generations, they brought the karban. But wait a minute. According to the Rabbanan, they wouldn't have allowed all these families and all the generations to bring the karban. It's only in that first generation where they didn't have any wood, shasat chak. But the later generations, you want to have a party as a zecher, that's fine. But to actually bring the wood, we wouldn't allow it. This Bryson sounds like they actually brought the wood. It must be like the Rabbanan who say that, no, everybody, it must be like Rabbi Yosa, who says that, no, everybody agrees. Even the Rabbanan agree that when it comes to machshirei karban, we assume that it can be given fully from Yachat Tzibur. Reb Yossi Omer, just in the Kinu of the Braisa, in an Ogin El B'Shas HaKarban. No, they didn't have the party except B'Shas HaKarban. That's one Braisa that sounds like they actually brought the Karbanos, even according to the Rabbanan, which is a riot to Reb Yossi. V'Yon Menadon, from the following two, D'Tani Amar Reb Lasser Bar Tzadok, and Yisi B'Bnei Sanoa Ben Yamin. I was in one of those families. I'm from the B'nei Sanoa Ben Yamin, one of the nine families mentioned in the Mishnah there in Tainus. V'Chal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Shabbos. And our day, his day, was the 10th of Av. Problem is, one day, Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. So as we just learned, that's why this is here, they pushed it to the 10th. V'adachino Sarol Mosi Shabbos. So Tisha B'Av was on the 10th of Av, but that was the day that we usually have a party for our wood. So what do? We fasted part of the day. V'ayinu Misana V'lo Mashlimin. But what do you see? That this holiday for the wood even pushed off Tisha B'Av. So it must be that this is such a strong holiday that it's not just a zecher. It must be that they actually brought the wood on those days. And again, another raya that even according to the Rabbanan, they brought the wood. And by machshirei karban, one could rely that a yachid will give it over, b'leif shalem, to the tzibur. Okay, that finishes that discussion. Uba Tisha B'Av. Next line in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah on yesterday's daf said that the following events, if they fall out on Shabbos, we push it later. We push it to Sunday. So we have the Zman Atzei Kohanim, that was number one. Number two is Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Chiya Barba, b'din ha'ya she'im esane basiri shabo nisraf. Really, we should be fasting on the 10th, because that's the day that the Beis HaMikdash was really burned. So why do we fast on the 9th of Av? Shabo ischila ha'puranus, because that's the day that the tragedy started. That's when the fire started. That's when they lit the fire. V'tani kenem, we learned it in a b'raisa. B'shvi nechlesu l'tocho, on the seventh day, that's when the enemy went in. B'shmini hayu makarkrin, bo, on the eighth day, they were just pillaging and going crazy. B'chia tzisi bozar, and on the ninth, that's when they lit the Beis HaMikdash on fire towards the evening. B'asiri nisraf, and on the tenth, it was actually burnt. Whenever this comes up, we always love to mention the Rav Soloveitchik, based on the Rashi, the Medrash quoted in Rashi and Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Rav Soloveitchik points out, isn't it interesting that the Gemara here, both in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, talk about the 10th of Av being the main day of burning. And yet, already in the afternoon of the 9th of Av, that's when we're already feeling good. Right? The afternoon of the 9th of Av is when it started. That's when the fire started. And that's exactly when when we sit on chairs and we put on our tefillin and we're already looking ahead. Right, that's exactly when the fire started. So explains Rav Soloveitchik, based on the Medrash that's quoted there in the Rishonim, that really up until the point of burning, nobody knew, not even the angels, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu would punish those who were deserving a punishment, meaning us, or he would take a collateral. He would take a security, meaning he would break the building, but always stay with us. So ironically, right when the Beis HaMikdash started burning, that showed that he would destroy the building, but keep us as his second half, right? Brispan Habasarim. And in a unusual way, that's really part of the Nechama. And that's why we dafka have a little Nechama starting at that point. There is an amazing comment I saw. You know, let's just finish the line and then I'll make the comment. The Rishu ben Levi Tzayim Chiva. See, Rishu ben Levi fasted both days. Rabbi Levi Tzayim Chiva Levi. See, Rabbi Levi fasted the ninth and the night of the 10th. Because that's when most of the destruction happened. Period. Stop there for a moment. Chassam Sofer says, maybe we go, why do we go by the beginning? Because the beginnings are always definitional. Okay, maybe. But Chassam Sofer also says, maybe, he says, the ayin, he says, onyelani is daiti, lamai the kaimalan, looking at Vodazara dafnun beis, like the opinion of vo ba pritzim v'chilaluha. That's a pasuk. The pritzim came in and desecrated it. Via srefa nischalel, V'shuv lo haya beis Hashem. Rak ikir ala haschala. You know why the beginning? Because only the beginning burned the Beis HaMikdash. Once they defiled the Beis HaMikdash, it was no longer a Beis HaMikdash. So what was burning on the 10th? A building. But it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash. Once the desecration, the physical desecration started, that was it. And the Chasam Sofer refers to the discussion in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis, Omer Beis in the Bavli. And that's where the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Uvo Ba Pritzim V'chilalu. That's a Pasuk in Yechezkel. To explain how the Kedusha was lost of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara there talks about how they were, our enemies, destroyed the Mizbeach. They took some of the stones of the Mizbeach. And Rav Papa says, Ashkach Darash V'tzchiv V'vav V'priz V'chilalu. So what does that mean? So Rashi there says, Mikivan Shenichlasu Avdikachavim Laheichal. Right when the Goyim entered the Beis HaMikdash to destroy, Yatsu Kalev Lachul. And all of a sudden, the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash lost their Kedusha. They lost their Kedusha because there was no users. V'kiva denafki l'chulin kaninu behefkeira. V'havili ditu ukshinishtamshu be'alavarisko chavim ne'esru. Right? How did all the Kalim become ne'esar? Right? Ein adam osir davesh eino shalo. Says Rashi, right when the pritzim came in, memela, they were kone everything. It lost its Kedusha, memela was hefker, and they were kone it. Who are these pritzim? Machlokas balamar and the Ramban. Right here in Dafnun Beis, in the Balamar, in the Mechamas, the Balabar says it was the Pritze Yisrael, it was the Misyavnim, because only Jews could be Mechal of the Kedusha. The Goyim doesn't belong to them. That's what the Balamar says. It was the Pritze Yisrael. That's the Boba Pritze Mechilaluha. And if you look in the Ramban, the Ramban said, "What are you talking about? It was the Goyim. The Goyim came in. It lost the Kedusha. That's the Uvava Pritze Mechilaluha." Okay, I'm not going to read it. Just to it's here in the in the Balamar, at the in the fourth parak of Avodah Zarah, Uvoa Pritzim. Who are these Pritzim? Is it the Jews or the Goyim? That's what the Chasam Sofer refers to here. Maybe that's what it means. Whoever you say, maybe the best according to that Ramban, that once the Goyim came in, there was no Mokdusha, and that's why you go by the Haschala. Go by the Haschala. Not just because the beginnings are definitional, but that's when the tragedy was. Because after that, it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash burning anymore. It was just a building. We continue. Rabbi Babar Zavda b'shem Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Babar Zavda says the name of Rabbi Chanina. Bikesh Rabbi Lakra Tisha B'av. V'lahodilo. Rabbi wanted to get rid of Tisha B'av. Wanted to get rid of Tisha B'av. Lakra Tisha B'av. So the Havamina here is, as the Karban Eda says here, Kasalka Daitach Legamrei Ratzala Akro. The Havamina here at this stage is, he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'av. Why? Because just like the other fast days, the Gemara says, in days when there is no national calamity, so then it's kind of optional. So maybe at his day there was, you know, it wasn't Tsaris Gadolo, so he wanted to get rid of it. He wanted to treat it like the other fast days. V'im Kain, and therefore, the Carbonate says it's not a bitl of an earlier Bezdin, because this was part of its built-in Tzayim Mitchila. So they wanted to get rid of it. Amar Lo Belazar. Belazar says to Rebbe Ba Bar Zavda, Imcha Hayisi, I was there when Rebbe gave shir. Velois Amris, that's not what happened with Rebbe, that he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av on, always. Ela Bikesh Rebbe Lakra Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. You missed that detail in the Shir. When Tisha B'Av was pushed to Sunday, that's when he wanted to get rid of it. Velohi Nichalo and the other rabbis didn't let him. Omar, because Rebbe said, Hov Nitcha Nitcha. Hey, we're not doing it on the right day anyway. So we're not doing it on the ninth day of Tisha B'Av, so just forget it. And the other rabbi said, Amru, no, Yitcha L'Machar, I need to do it the next day. Could be in Nekudas HaMachlokes, when was it built in already? When we have the 10th of Av, is that, should that really have all the chumras of Tisha B'Av? Because when they made Tisha B'Av, they knew there was going to be a Shabbos sometimes. So does it have all the chumras, or it's a secondary, lighter type of day? So seems to be the Machlokes between Rebbe and the other rabbis. So what happened here? Rebbe Elazar said to Rebbe Babar Zavda, you got it wrong. You got the story wrong. So now the Gemara says back, you remember we had this also, the Gazale, he got him back in the following. Because in the following story, the players were flipped. And the one who had been corrected did the correcting. The Gazale Hahu, Ditanina Tamam, we learned in the Mishnah Mesechus Yavamis. There's a Machlokas Tanom, whether women are obligated in Puravu. Tanakama says, we hold no. Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, Al Shem Omer, no, yes they are. Vayavarech Osam Alehem, Vayamalem Elokim Puravu. Hashem says to both, Adam and Chava, Puravu. Rabbi Lazar, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, and that's Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Chanina, Allah, Rabbi Yochanan Broka. We paskin that way. We paskin that women are obligated in Peruvu. Amalei Rebba Bar Zavda. Rebba Bar Zavda now says to Rebbe Elazar and says, nah, sorry. Imcha Yisi, I was in shear with you. That's not what Rebbe said. Rebbe did not say, Rebbe Chanina didn't say that we paskin like Rebbe Yochanan ben Broka. This is what he said. Elohaisa Tovas Lihinase Adin Ima. If a woman is in a marriage for a long time and doesn't have a child, and she wants out to get married again to be able to have a child, so she's not obligated in Peruvu, but we allow her to get out of that marriage. We allow her to get out of that marriage. So that's all it means that we hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Lagabe Zeh, we view her maybe as if she is Mechuyeves, and we allowed her out. Vakara Aleon, and then they both said, Tovim Ashraim Echad, or one said about the other, no, two are better than one, meaning each time, each of us made a mistake about exactly what was said, and we corrected each other. A woman in Peruvus, we pass in Patura. The problem is, not the problem, but it's interesting, the Gemara in Kiddushin, in the beginning of the second Perek, on Daf Mem Aleph, that's where the Mishnah says, the name of the Perek, Ha'ish Bekadesh Bo Bishlucho, Ha'ish Miskadesh Bo Bishlucho. A man can get married, Kiddushin, first stage of the Jewish marriage, Bo Ubishlucho, him or a Shliach, and a woman too. So the Gemara says, if you can get married to a shliach, then of course you can get married yourself. So why do you have to say bo? Why do you have to say you can get married yourself? Just say you can get married to a shliach, and you'll know that you can get married yourself. So he answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho. It's a bigger idea. It's better to get married yourself, because mitzvah bo yosmei, better to do a mitzvah yourself than with a shliach. And that's what Rashi says, Dechi osik gufo b'mitzvahs b'kabal schar tvei. Because when a person is osik in mitzvahs physically, he gets more schar. So the Gemara says that about a man. Mitzvah ba yosmei b'shlucha. But then a couple lines later, it says it by the woman too. Mitzvah ba yosmei b'shlucha. So the Rishonim wonder, which mitzvah are we talking about? Is a woman obligated in marriage? Is that the mitzvah we're talking about here? Is there just a mitzvah of marriage? Right, some Rishonim say there's no mitzvah of marriage. The Rambam says yes, the Rosh says no. If there's no mitzvah of marriage, what mitzvah are we talking about here? Mistama Peruvu. Talking about Peruvu? Mitzvah ba? There's no mitzvah Peruvu for a woman. So what are we talking about? So that's where the Rishonim have different formulations. The Meiri says, Eina mufka'as legamre. What does that mean? Technically she's Ptura. But says the Meiri, she's definitely involved in the mitzvah. Definitely involved a lot more than the man. But if she's involved in the mitzvah, that's the language of the Meiri. Eina mufka'as legamre. The Ran. Mikol makom yesh la mitzvah mebrei shehi misayas lebaal lekayem mitzvah. So, how many mitzvahs do we have that you can't do unless somebody helps you? That's not a mitzvah b'dan l'chaveiro. B'dan l'chaveiro is okay. You can't get stuck without another person. You can't visit the sick without another person. You can't do all of those. But what other mitzvah do we have that you can't do by definition without another person? Here's one of them. Peruvu. So the woman is obviously part of it. Misayas lebaal lekayem mitzvah. That's his lashon. The Shita Lanodulami here says mitzvah durabanan makes up a mitzvah. Pru urvu midurabanan. So all the Rishonim, they're trying to figure this out because it says mitzvah bo in this context of peruvu and this machlokes discussion about women. Maybe we'll talk more about Peruvu in a little bit, but now let's first continue. Ubechagiga, the next halal mitzvah event in the Mishnah that's pushed off is Chagiga. Meaning if the day of Yontif that you're supposed to bring a carbon shlamim, shalmei Chagiga, is Shabbos, you push it off. So what's the source for that as follows? Katzav Echad Omer, one pasuk says, by Shvuas, v'chaga katzir bikure ma'asecha, one pasuk says, the holiday of harvesting. Sounds like you're allowed to harvest on Shvuas. Even though harvesting is not one of the malachas that are mutim mishum ochal nefesh. Right? Remember we had back in Meseches Beitza, milisha ve'elach. V'ksiv, another pasuk says, but it sounds like you're allowed to harvest. Because of v'acher, omer kol malachas avodu l'sasu. The other pasuk says, you can't do any malach on Yontif. So which is it? Is it chaga katzir that you can harvest, or is it kol malachas avodu l'sasu? Amar Rebbe Chananya, ha'ketzad yizkayim v'shnei ksuvim. How do you put the two psukim together? B'shashu chal b'chol. When? The second pasuk, when Shavuos falls out on a weekday, then at chogig v'shoves. Right, when Shavuos falls out on a weekday, so then you bring the chagiga, and you could keep shoves the rest of the Isra Malacha. U'bishah shuchal b'shabbos, but if the yantif falls out on Shabbos, then lamachar at chogig v'kotzer. Then you got to do it the next day. You got to go do it the next day, and there is a chilik Shabbos. So we say the psukim are being merames to when it falls out on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Meaning a pasuk, a makkah that says you can't bring the chagiga on Shabbos. Right? There are many days. This doesn't only apply to Shavuos, which is a one day, but even the Pesach and Sukkot, as we know also. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Bun, one more limit. Ubilvad, when you're allowed to harvest, ubilvad shibalim li'isasa. Right, when we say there's an iser malach, when we say that you're allowed to harvest, it doesn't mean you can harvest whatever you want. Harvest what you're allowed to, or what you're planning to eat that day. See the carbon eta. Ubilvad li'isasa, klomar letzorich achilaso shayom. To letzorich machar aser. To be yom shemevi karbanu aser basiyas malacha kuel biyantif. On the day that you bring your carbon shlamim, you're allowed to eat. You're not allowed to starve. You don't have to starve, but we know there's an iser malacha. There's an omer malacha whenever the day that you bring a karban. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun is saying, if you're bringing the shlamim that day, you can't just do whatever you want. There's a iser, personal iser malacha, so you're allowed to just do what you need to do. It's kind of like a chalamoid. Kind of like a chalamoid day. Right? This idea of an iser malacha on the day of your karbanos is alluded to in the following halacha, the following line in Meseches Megillas Tainus, Kadadatani, Lahain Inish, Diyevi Ilon, in Vikbikurin, to those people who have upon themselves, meaning they have a carbon to bring of wood or bikurim. Why would you have that? So we interrupt for a second. Somebody promises to bring wood. So then what's the halacha? Usr, Besefed, Ubetainus, Umilasas Malacha, Bo Bayom. So you see, the Megillas Tainus says, the day that you bring a carbon, you don't bring a, you're not allowed to do malacha. Right? That's quoted, some are familiar with that, from Yerushalmi in the beginning of the fourth parak of Psachim. Even if somebody doesn't learn Yerushalmi, they know it from the Tosfos. Tosfos says, Bizman hazeh even. What about Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, every Jew brings a Karban Pesach. So that's where the Isser Malacha comes from after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Because it's the Yontif, it's the day of bringing a Karban. The Tosfos quotes him, Psachim Dafnun. Omeri b'shem riva to mefarish b'Yerushalmi. This is not in the Bavli. This reason. Maishna arvi psachim mishar yantif mishum desmana pesach mechatzos ve'elach va'af yachid kamar hasam shai mos hashana b'yom shemevi karbon aser b'malacha. So they bring a carbon. So Gemara says parech the Yerushalmi continues if kenyei kala yom aser. Right. Nobody should ever do work ever because the carbon tamid is brought on our behalf. Right. It's our carbon. So that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, but the Torah also says v'yasata deganecha. You have to work. And the Torah says, three times a year you come to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So, you have to find a balance. That's what we have Mamados, as we discussed. But that's what Tosfos says, the Issa Malacha. Tosfos adds, Umashma Hasam Demidaraisa Asura. Tosfos sounds like it's an Issa Daraisa. The Issa Malacha, on the day that you bring a carbon, is an Issa Daraisa. Venira, and then Tosfos adds, the Af Bizman Hazeh. Tosfos says, even Bizman Hazeh, the Leka Akrava, Kiva Denesar Oz, Asur La'olam. That's what Tosfos thinks. Even if it's a Bizman Hazeh, where we don't have the carbon, maybe it's still Asur. If the other reason for the Malacha Rashi goes there, Tircha, then it would apply today as well. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Uba Hakel. Next on the list is Hakel. Hakel, if that day falls out, the second day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you don't do Hakel that day. Why? Why can't you read from the Torah that day? They used to blow trumpets during Hakel. You don't do that on Shabbos. They have to build a whole platform from the king for the king to be on when he reads the Torah. So that's why you can't do that on Shabbos. Well, okay, do it 3 days before. Do it 3 days before. Two reasons. So Lithchok Esau Azara. Number one, no, they need all the space that they could get in the Azara on the first day of Sukkot. It's going to be packed. So if you build a whole platform, it's going to take up a lot of valuable space. That's why you can't build it before. Amar of Metanya, Al Shem Lo Sita Lachashira Kalates. No, you're not allowed to build anything of wood in the Beis HaMikdash. If it's for a couple of hours, like less than 24 hours, okay, you have it for Hakel. But if it's not, if it's going to be there for 3 days, you build it beforehand, that you're not allowed to do. That's what we paskin. Meaning, even though the Torah says in Shoftim, you're just not allowed to plant a tree, an Avodah Zarah tree. But then it also says Kol Eitz. Kol Eitz, that includes even more. So that's what the Rambam says, the end of the sixth parak of Avodah Zarah. Oser lasos achsadros shel Eitz b'mikdash, kederach she'osin b'chatzeros. Avo bishu b'binyin, ve'eno Eitz natua. Even though it's not a tree, you're not planting anything. Harchaka yisera. Shenemar Kol Eitz. That's the Rambam. Kol Eitz, that includes anything. That's why if you build it for a couple of hours, then it's okay, but you're not allowed to build it beforehand That's for the two reasons our Gemara says you can't build it beforehand, either because lo litchok eso azara or lo sita lecha asher. Good. So now, again, the following whole amud and a half, we have this back in Maseches Tainus. The Gemara says, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Tainus, and we want to know whether that Mishnah, which Tana in that Mishnah, Machlokas, Shemeir, and Rabbi Yossi, is reflected in the Megillas Tainus. Right, so you see how the carbon aid explains everything here. Masnisa, As Yekari Meir, the following brisa of Megillas Tainus follows Rabbi Meir. Why? Because what does Rabbi Meir say? There are two categories of holidays listed in Megillas Tainus, again, which remember were days that happy events occurred, so they made it a mini yontif. Some of those days are listed as days you can't fast, and others, days you can't give a hesped. Rabbi Meir holds, hesped is even more chamor. Hesped more chamor. If it says you can't give a hesped, that means you can't fast either. So you can't even give a hesped. That's Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah in Tainus, and see the carbonate that quotes it, wherever it says in Megillas Tainus you can't have a hesped, that's even the day before is also aser. Rabbi Yossi says both the day before and the day after is going to be aser. So let's see. So based on that, we're going to see what the Gemara is trying to say. Masnisa de Rabbi Meir. The following brisa seems to follow Rabbi Meir. Domer Rabbi Meir, Dilo lemispeid aser lesanos. Rabbi Meir says, where it says in Megillas Tainus you can't have a hesped, that means you also can't fast. Dilo lehisanos, mutav hesped. But the lower levels, if you just can't fast, then you're allowed to have a hesped. That's the lower level serious holiday. But if it doesn't specify kedi lo lehisanya, so you assume it is the lower one. This is the lower one. So the brisa of Megillas Tainus seems to be reflected in Remeir's opinion that only the more chomer one is also the day before. Rabbi Yona says maybe there's a third opinion. Not Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Meir. As follows. Elin, Yomaya, Delay, Lisana, Bahon, Mixas, Delon, Misbe, Bahon. Megillas Tainus starts off. These are the days that you can't fast, and some of them you can't even give a hesped. Amr, Pshimme, Gamliel, Matam, Alomer, Bahon, Bahon, Shnei, Pa'amim. Why did it say the word Bahon, them, twice? Ella, Malamecha, teach me, Shahalaila, Mutter, Vayom, Usser. It's to emphasize that only these days are Usser, but even the night before is Mutter. So that's not like anybody. Rabbi Meir says, the day before is going to be usser also. Rabbi Yossi says the day before and the day after is usser. So this is a third opinion that the day before is going to be mutter. Period. Kahada. What is this? The Karmanita says, this is the last line in Megillas Tainus where it says that generally you're not allowed to fast on these days, except if you already were in a state before the fast that you have to keep. Like what? Let's say you're Makabel, I'm going to fast 20 days. And one of them works out to be these, you already made the nether beforehand, then you're allowed to fast. As long as, well, let's see, Kahada Datani, Lohenin Ishdiyavi Aloi, people that have fast upon them, Aser Bitzlo, then they could Aser it, they could Aser these days as in davening, meaning accepted in davening. As long as they accept it beforehand in davening, that they're going to fast the next day, they can fast even on these days listed in Megillas Tainus. And you have to mention it beforehand. You have to mention the acceptance of the fast beforehand, because after all, really, as we learned, the fast really starts the night before. Even if one is allowed to eat, the chalos shein tainus is the night before. So that's why, in order to prevent that, or to precede that, I should say, you have to accept it by the mincha before in tefillah, and if you did that, then you could fast even on days that are listed in the Megillas Tainus. Like the opinion that says that when we say anenu, when you add in by a fasting, you say it like Shabbos, which means night and by day. Kaleli Shabbos v'yomo. Period. What is this all doing here? As follows. Masnisa our Mishnah. Back to our Mishnah. The first Mishnah we had in this Masechta. What was the Mishnah? Or the second Mishnah here. Right? That sometimes you can lay in the Megillah on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, right? The earlier days because of the villages. But the Mishnah said you're allowed to have a spade in those days. It's not really Purim. You can lay in the Megillah, but you can have a spade in. So who is that like related to the Machlokas or Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Remember, a Meir says that the day before is going to be Usser on the more serious fast days. Rabbi Yossi says the day before, the day after. On the less serious fast days, where it's only a day that you're not allowed to fast, but you're allowed to have a hesped, Rameir says the days before are mutter. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, the day before. So now the Gemara says, Bas Nisan. Oh, so when the Mishnah says that you're allowed to give a spadim on the earlier days, what is that referring to? So if you want Rabbi Yossi to be connected and be able to fit into our Mishnah, Obachadasak Rabbi Yossi. So maybe you could say what the Mishnah means is that the 11th is a day that you could fast and have a spadim. And that's what Rabbi Yossi would say. Because there's nothing on the 12th, as we say right now. There's no reason to ask for the 11th. Or maybe if you want to say it's Rabbi Meir's opinion in the Mishnah, then this line could be referring to even the 12th, because there's no reason that the 12th would be Asr. Says the Gemara, Vakasha al Rabbi Yossi. One second, we switch the gears to Rabbi Yossi. It's a problem. You want to fit Rabbi Yossi into our Mishnah by saying, oh, the 11th is a day that you could fast. Lo kein tani betrein asar be yom tirion. Isn't the 12th of Adar one of the holidays? It's Yom Tirion. Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, batal Yom Tirion. No longer is it a happy day. Yom Shinerag Lulanis Upapis. It's the day that Lulanis and Papas were killed. In the Bavli, we have the story about Lulanis and Papas. They offered themselves. So that's a day in Tani Shir Chesem Abeis. So that day was knocked out. So there's no kasha. Betlasa Sarbe Yom Niknar. The 13th of Adar, the Gemara just adds, was a day listed of Yom Nikanar, a day listed in Megillas Tainus. What happened on Yom Nikanar? A different Nikanar than the one who built the doors from the Meseches Yuma. Mao Yom Nikanar, Shilta Mishal, again, story that's told a similar version in the Bavli. Shilta Mishal Malchus Yavan over Alexandria. There was a Greek ruler going past, Veraz Yerushalayim, Vechire, Vignez, Vegidev, going past Yerushalayim, and he blasphemed against Yerushalayim. V'yamar b'shuvi b'shalom, atutzes amigdal hazeh. He says, on my way back, I'm going to destroy that building, the Beis HaMikdash. V'yotze echar mishal chashmonoi, v'yohori b'chayalosav. And there was some of the chashmonoim, and went and destroyed his army. Achi yigia l'kruchin shalo, until he came to his chariot, and then he killed him. V'kivish yigia l'kruchin shalo, katas yadav, chatachas rosho. This was somebody who blasphemed against God and against the Jewish people, so they killed him. V'tachvan be'etz, v'kasim ilmatan, hapesh adibre ba'ashma, v'ayacha bashta b'gaiva, v'talyum b'kuntis negev Yerushalayim. They were able to defeat the enemies and show everyone that this is what happens to a one who blasphemes God. So that was Yom Nikanar, and that was the 13th of Adar. So this is going to continue how Rabbi Yossi and the mayor fits into these dates. B'ezras Hashem, we'll continue with that next time.